Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast, on a podcast that's going out on Tuesday, the 15th of November, 2022. Our sponsor today, as usual, is the one and only Manscaped.com. They sell this, the Lawnmower 4.0, the best shaver for your downstairs that exists on the planet. They're taking over. They're doing that thing that, like, Hoover did, you know, or Kleenex, both of which you will need when you use one of these. It's the best. It's the Manscaped. Have you got a Manscaped? Do you shave your nether regions? Do you keep those shiny baubles ready for the holiday season, aka Christmas? What I suggest you do if you listen to this podcast is you go over to manscaped.com, you get the care package, you buy it for yourself, you buy it for a loved one, you buy it for male or female, works either way. It's got everything in there. It's got the ball toner, it's got the shaver, it's got the weed whacker, it's got the ball deodorant, it's got the cologne, it's got boxers. It comes in this beautiful little leather bag, and it's all in there. And if you listen to this podcast and use the code GEMBAMP1, you get 20% off when you go to buy this thing, which is not to be sniffed at all. That is a great discount. It's a premium product. Get yourself over to manscaped.com. Fill your boots, man. Fill your boots. Shave those Christmas baubles and have a wonderful Christmas. Manscaped.com. Use code GEMBAMP1. Quality.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Fuck yeah, guys. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We're riding solo today because I've got a lot of shit to talk about. And we're in the midst of the 12 pods of Christmas. So if you want a podcast a day from the 25th of December to the 5th of January, go to patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast, I think. And you can get all of those podcasts. There are hundreds of podcasts already up there. Right after this podcast, I'm recording a Patreon exclusive. So if you're enjoying listening to this, you know what I mean? If you're trucking along and you're like, man, I'd love to hear more of this guy talking shit, you know, you get yourself over on the Patreon and we'll be putting up regular content. There'll also be some early access to some very cool stuff over the next while. Some previews, some movies, some specials, some vlogs. It's all over there, patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. This video's on my screen. I'll play it. I'll just play it right now.
Do what now?
They do case numbers in Alabama.
The increase in excess.
They are, we're getting a slight increase in the number of doses that we'll be getting to the state.
Love that woman. You know, that's not the greatest video version of that, but, they just had some old woman. I don't even know what the fuck she was talking about. She was just like, well, we're going to race her. And just literally nearly vomits all over the camera. It's not the best version of it, but you know what I mean. You've probably seen it. You get the picture. Anyway, the big news this week before we start talking about all our things that we've been at this week. If I die and... No, not if I die. You know what I mean? If I'm dying... And some sort of shaman comes up to me and he's like, we can grant you a wish. And I'm like, I'm listening. And he's like, you can come back in this life as whatever you choose. You can be reincarnated as anything. I'll take the fucking oxygen mask off my face and I'll go, come closer. And I lean down and I'll go, bring me back as Pete Davidson's cock. The dude is on a fucking rampage. Google.com list of women. I was going to write hot chicks that Pete Davidson has been inside. Now, I don't know what what sort of results that's going to yield. Let me see. Carly Aquilina. I'm running through it all here. Carly Aquilina. Don't know who that is. Girl Code, whatever, Hot, whatever, that was 2015. Cassie David, Larry David's daughter. Shame he couldn't have sucked some fucking talent out of her. Ariana Grande, you know, if you're into 13-year-olds. Kate Beckinsale, squirt. Margaret Qualley, squirt, probably 16. Kaya Gerber, don't know who that is, a squirt. Olivia O'Brien, a double squirt. Phoebe Dinovore? Squirt. Kim Kardashian, been squirted. And that's where the list ends. Now, I need an up-to-date one, my guy. Let me see. Complete dating history. We'll see if this website picks it up. Let me see. Rattle on down there, lad. Get way past. I accept the cookies. Give me the fucking cookies, bitch. Kate Beckinsale, Margaret Qualley or whatever she's. Let me see where we move on to the Gerber one. Kim Kardashian, Olivia O'Brien. Yeah, we're picking up where we left off. Emily Ratajkowski. What's, I mean, do you know what, he's smart, because what has happened there is he has done that thing where he's shafted a couple of A-listers and then he's shafted a few more looking like some sort of AIDS-y skeleton, fair play to him. And then, you know, it got to the point where people were like, listen, what's wrong with me? You know, you've got fucking, who else have we got there? Ratajkowski going, what's wrong with me? I thought this guy only fucking, you know, pipes these hot chicks. Am I not hot? And there'll be a queue after Ratajkowski. You know, she'll be like, he'll fucking, and then the next person will be like, well, oh, what took you so long? What took you so long to get to me? You fucking idiot. I've been waiting all fucking year to get my goddamn seal of approval from his no doubt lengthy dong. Very smart. You know what I mean? It's probably like, I'm trying to think of a comparison, but you know, like when like Hot Ones came about and people were like, why the fuck are these famous people eating hot wings on this stupid fucking show? And then it gets to the point where it's like, this is the biggest show on the internet, you know, and you get The Rock and all pushing people. I don't know if The Rock's been on it, but you know what I mean? Like A-listers going, hey, get the fuck, hey, I'm next. I'm more important. Get me up next. Hey, the new hot one, his cock. There, people are just going, listen, listen, if you know, I tick all the boxes in my career, and one of them is you ticking my box with that dong. And I don't know, I mean, by the way, absolutely fair play to him. Do you know what I mean? His fucking, I mean, he's been in more celebs than fucking lines of coke. Bad joke, but you know what I mean? It's like Premier League chicks. And he is a fucking, I mean, once again, fair play to him, mess. Do you know what I mean? He's got those tattoos. I mean, I'm not one to complain, but the tattoos just look like a desk in fucking detention. You know, he's got the big fucking skeleton teeth. Even for a while there, he had the temporary ones put in. He's like, I just want to get another temporary one. What's he doing, man? And then I flick on his stand-up, and I'm like, man, this better be fucking fire. And it's absolutely pedestrian, but listen, something's gone on. You know, Kim Kardashian, I mean, you're literally talking about like Kanye. You talk about Kanye, couldn't be more talented, genius, some would say, insane creative mind, to the point where he seems like a lunatic and starts firing ones off at the Jews. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean, you're talking about a cultural icon here. And she could, you know, she's probably just like, that's too much drama. Because he's probably up in the middle of the night, you know, like I said before, scraping ideas for trainers into the plaster on the wall. I got this new idea. And she's like, oh my God, Kanye, what are you talking about? the Jews and fucking, you know, he's going off on one. And then she's just, and then she sees someone like Pete Davidson, is like, he's really chill. It's like having an insane like Labrador that's just fucking rah, chewing all the legs of the table. And then your next dog is just this, like, you know what I mean? Just this lurcher that just lies there, like, I just want to chill on the couch and smoke weed. And she's like, this is more my level. I enjoy this. This tall little retarded boy with an enormous hog. That's more what I'm into. You know, Kanye's out there fucking building Auschwitz 2.0 with a sound system in the fucking gas chamber. Chamber? Bro, I'm on one. Absolutely wild. Wild times. I mean, where do you go from that? You know, like, you can tell he's already ripping through these chicks now. Just like, fuck, I'm done with that. Where do you go, man? Where do you go? Next day he'd fuck Harry Styles. Is his next move? He'd be like, I got bored of the hottest chicks on earth. I'm pretty sure, what do you call her? Giselle was in there. Giselle Bunchkins was married to Tom Brady or something. He's the ultimate revenge ride. You go from like some once in a generation talent. You know, oh, I used to go out with Tom Brady, the GOAT. I used to go with Kanye, the GOAT. And then they're like, do you know what pisses you off? If I let this fucking manky goth put this absolute Swiss roll inside me, fuck yeah. Although Pete Davidson's movie was good, even though it's like this stand-up. Truth bomb. So yeah, where do we move on from that? I mean, Kanye and the Jews, I don't really know. I mean, I watched Dave Chappelle's, what do you call it? His SNL monologue, and it was tremendous. You know what I mean? I've tried to figure this out. Here's why no one will ever be as good as him. Because he is, number one, very good stand-up. The most engaging human on earth. He's phenomenal. The way he holds your attention. He's a great joke writer, you know what I mean? He does callbacks without them seeming corny. He's usually absolutely right about everything he says, apart from the trans things. But, you know, but he's also, number one, American. Stand-up is very much American. And he's also an A-list celebrity, also a cultural icon. So when he talks about being a famous guy and commenting on other famous people, it's pretty much only he can do that from that vantage point. Oh, big word, Colin. Other truth bomb. And, you know, that's why he's able to go. Like, if I went up with the same material, people would be like, God, what are you talking about, you fucking dickhead? Why? Like, I've thought about writing material about Kanye West. I don't even know where to start. I don't know any Jews. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, sometimes I think you don't know what the fuck Kanye West even thinks like. Because he is obviously a genius. Like, but, you know, he does wake up and he's just like, what did he say, DEFCON 3 on the Jews? I don't know. Maybe he just ran into, maybe he had a couple of bad experiences. It's the same way anybody experiences things, you know what I mean? People are like, oh, I moved to London from fucking Dundalk and got mugged by a black guy. I'm a racist now. Liam Neeson. I went off after this black bastard. You have a bad experience with someone, you can't paint everyone with the same brush. Okay? Maybe Kanye West dealt with one or two dodgy Jews. Name of the podcast, Dodgy Jews. And then, let me look into the history. Creator of Adidas. Adolf Dassler. Yeah! The other Adolf. Imagine being like, my name is Adolf Dassler. I am going to become the greatest creator of sneakers and in the future do a collaboration with an insane rapper and we're going to sell absolutely billions and billions and billions of shoes. And my name is Adolf Dassler. I will be the most well-known Adolf in the world. Hold my drink! I will be most famous Adolf! Every great story has a great beginning. This one started in a small town in Bavaria, Germany. After starting out in his mother's wash kitchen, Adi Dassler, great name, register. What would my shoes be called? The Colgads? Bro, that's not bad. The Colgads? What are we saying? Colgads, the Colgads. The Colgads? You'd wear a pair of fucking Colgads, bro, wouldn't you? In 1924, embarked on his mission to provide athletes with the best possible equipment. There he is, Adi Dassler. I'm not going to read into it, but I also heard that his brother started Puma. He started Puma. Now, they're some absolute whips, them. The history of Adi Dassler's first track and field shoe. Now, I don't know if I'll be able to pull this photo up during the real podcast, if you're watching via video. If I had to describe this first pair of track shoes that he has here, which obviously, you know, they're not running hard tracks. I bet it was like gravel, or it was indeed quite soft, or grass. This shoe looks like you have put vampire teeth on the skin of an avocado. That's what this shoe looks like. Black, leathery, wrinkly, and then with just, I mean, it looks like some sort of fucking torture device. Incredible. They do not look comfortable. Oh, that would be the most gangster move for Kanye West if he was still working with Adidas, even though they sacked him. You know, he could remake that shoe, which has absolutely no heel on it, and just the spikiest of spiky fucking spikes. And that's the original logo there. Oh yeah, it's an old. I mean, that's Sanazi. I mean, the Germans just do themselves no favors. Like, you know, it's like an eagle carrying a shoe in a fucking shield shaped emblem thing. Yeah, it looks and Adi Dassler, they've got the sort of crown shaped writing there, which obviously became the little three leafed Adidas thing. I'm seeing it come together. I'm seeing it. That's great. Big Adi Dassler. Anyway, we covered a lot of ground there. You should watch that, the Dave Chappelle SNL thing. It's fucking tremendous. Oh, that would be a gangster move too. They've got the Adidas logo and then it says Adi Dassler under it. Great stuff. Absolutely. Imagine this. It's starting there. Like this guy going, I just want people to be able to run faster. And then jump forward a load of years and it's Kanye West with the fucking, them fucking like squirty foam shoes on. Put my dick in your mouth. I'm proud to see where my company has gone to when Kanye West walks around in weird sort of ripped up fucking a pair of little sandals that looks like you would buy at the beach in Bondoran when you were a child, when you were in the 90s. Little spongy shoes. It looks like a croc with AIDS. And screaming, put my dick in your mouth on sight. You know, fantastic. Great. Anyway, hey, in all seriousness, what am I talking about? I've had a fun week. We kicked off the recording of the 12 Pods of Christmas. I went to Phil Graham's house. Anyone in the fitness world may have heard of him. He is a entrepreneur who is like a mentor to people in the fitness business. And, you know, one of the nicest houses I've ever been in my fucking life. We recorded a podcast in his goddamn, he built a restaurant, like a full fucking, and the, one of the nicest restaurants I've ever set foot in, probably, at his goddamn house. All the equipment, pro kitchen, pizza oven, fucking you name it. And we did a podcast, it was great, so that'll be out. I might put that out as the first 12 Pods of Christmas. We will also have any chunks of knowledge pulled out of that and released publicly for you guys to whistle there, for you guys to drink in. But I smoked a cigar. It's not the first time I've smoked a cigar, but the last time I did it was on honeymoon and a fella rolled it for me. And it was fucking dark and wet, bro, smoking that fat cock. And I went to Phil's house and he was like, do you want to smoke a cigar during this podcast? And I was like, here. It beats an elf bar, lad. Get her lit. So we fired it up and we smoked that. And it's, do you know what? I said to him, I'm like, there's certain things where I'm like, hey, don't let me do cocaine. Don't let me fucking get into that. You know, don't let me start smoking this. Don't let me add too many things, because I'll just be like, oh, well, fucking, that's my new thing now. That's my new thing. And he's like, oh, you got to be careful. You know, it's going to fucking blow the head off you. And I'm like, don't you worry about it. Fucking start smoking it. And, you know, I was fine. I've smoked, you know, several thousand cigarettes at my time. It was all good. But yeah, smoked that. Now, stank. It was fun at the time, but all day I absolutely fucking stank. And I had Lavery's that night, and I literally was walking around going, every time I moved, I could smell it off my hat, and my clothes stank. And thank fuck I took a hoodie off. I had another like shirt jacket thing that I wore in the Lavery's, but it permeated fucking everything. This microphone, not even joking, smells like fucking like cigar smoke. It gets fucking everywhere, but it's gangster. I think that's the gangster thing about it. You go, I'm smoking this, and guess what? So are all you motherfuckers. Fuck you. And then let's get a price on some cigars. Will we? UK cigar shop. Is the Cuban cigars thing still legal? Buy cigars online. Cuban cigars, humidors. Am I over 18? I'm literally 18 twice. My God. Depression. Just get me in there. Cigars. I mean, the fucking list, my man. Here's what I want. Bring me to the most expensive shit that you've got. Gifts, hand rolling tobacco, cigar and whiskey samplers. I mean, come on, man. I just want to get UK cigar shop prices. Premium cigars. Let's get a price on some of these motherfuckers. Simplycigars.com. Cuban cigars, let's go. You see, there's so many brands. You're like, where the fuck do I start? Diplomaticos. I mean, there's probably someone who knows about cigars going, why would you smoke? So let me tell you something. You can buy 25 of these motherfuckers. $769 dang. Bruh. One of them, £30. I mean, it would be a free. Now, when I was at Phil's house, you know, he's smoking the fucking. His looked better than mine, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, because he's probably like, do you smoke cigars? And I was like, no. And he reached down the side of the fucking sofa and he's like, you smoke this, I'll heap of shit. I'm probably talking shit. It was probably like 30 quid. Cohiba Robusto ones, £58, bro. What the fuck is going on here? I mean, see, to be honest, I'm giving off a bit the price, and then you're like, how much 20 figs? 20 quid. Are you joking me? I'm just clicking random brands. Trinidad cigars, £44 per cigar. Christ of all mighty. What make is this? Por Laranga. Laranaga. Bro. There's a cigar here, and this is, like, I don't know what I'm looking for, so this may go up and up and up, and I bet you it's absolutely riveting to listen to me chat about this. Do you know how much this cigar is, bro? £238. I don't know, it's like that old Stuart Lee joke. I don't know whether to eat it or stick it up my ass. Holy good fuckery. Unbelievable, but I get it now. Now I get why it's a celebration thing. You know, you want to get a cigar and you go, listen, we've just completed something big. You know, people are like, I've had a baby. You give the baby a cigar. No, you do something exciting. You know, you're like, oh, that's great. And then you get married and you go, let's just sit still in this little smoking area and I'm going to light this, and it cost £238. And I'm gonna fucking just sit here for the duration of this. and just contemplate, just go, you know, it costs so much, so I gotta savor it. And you sit there and you go, fair play to me. And you just sit there and enjoy yourself. And then once that's over, you basically have to wash yourself the way they used to wash. Do you remember when there would be like an oil leak somewhere, an oil spill, and there would be like seagulls covered in shit and they'd have to scrub them with fairy liquid? That's basically what I had to do when I got home. And I was paranoid about it. I had to borrow links off someone. So not only did I smell like old cigar smoke, I also smelled like I was trying to get fingered at a disco. Links, bro. Didn't even know people still bought that shit. Unbelievable! Unbelievable. So yeah, that's we got that process underway. We've got some cool guests coming up. I'm trying to even just put like cool guests together, you know, just whether it's me, Maureen, talking to someone else, you know what I mean? Just to bring up some interesting conversations. You get me, bro? Let me tell you something. Do you want to have your tits blown off? I don't know if anyone listens to Joe Rogan's podcast. I mean, you'd be not surprised to find out that I do on occasion. But he had on Graham Hancock and what's his name? Randall Carlson or something. And they were talking about Graham Hancock's new show called Ancient Apocalypse on Netflix. Bro.
Up the raw.
Mind blow. Thank fuck. I mean, you should get yourself a £238 cigar and sit there and go, well, we might as well enjoy ourselves because we're all fucked. So he's on Rogan and he's talking about, oh, you know, we're talking about ancient civilizations and we think that there was a lost civilization. By the way, this might not spoil it. It might spoil it. I don't know. I also didn't pay that much attention, but the bits that I listened to freak me out, okay? This guy keeps talking about the Younger Dryas or something, which was like a cataclysmic event that happened in the world, which he thinks was like the result of like the tail end of a fucking comet colliding with Earth or something. Now, I've probably got that completely wrong. But he was thinking, you know, all the signs point to there being some sort of lost civilization, as in people were fairly civilized and advanced when it come to like building and fucking all that shit. And then something horrendous happened, some massive event on the Earth, which basically kind of wiped everything out. And then they sort of had to rebuild from that using some memories and guides and instructions and warnings carved into stones in these ancient fucking ruins. Now, he keeps going to these places and he'll go to fucking Indonesia or something. They'd be in like fucking Mexico and they'd be in like South America somewhere and they'd be somewhere in America and they'd be in Turkey. And he's just walking around going, I seem to notice that there's the same fucking more or less drawings carved into these walls. And he's like, yes, there's a serpent and this and the fucking blah, blah, blah. And there seem to be these some sort of leaders carrying little handbags. And then he came to the conclusion, basically this fucking horrific event happened, wiped everything out, and maybe people were trying to warn people in the future about certain things happening. I mean, the serpent in the sky was obviously like a fucking comet or something, or an asteroid or whatever the fucking science term is for when it hits Earth. I don't know, bro, I'm a fucking...
Will you fuck up, dude?
Idiot, man. Idiot. But he was thinking everything was wiped out and the people that were left over, and there was these people that walked around with these wee handbags who were, you know, representing people who were like super smart, teaching them how to rebuild civilization after the fucking place got wiped out by like mountains of fucking icebergs flying at you. Never mind the fucking Titanic, eat my ass. One iceberg, loser. And he's basically going, yeah, these fucking things were, and they're obviously, because it was something that fell from the sky that wrecked the place. You know, every fucking monument is like aligned with the sun. Or there were several monuments that were trying to track like fucking Sirius. You know what I mean? To be like, right, Jesus Christ, we're trying to map this out in our minds. Cigars, bro. So that we can predict when this shit's gonna happen again.
Bruh.
People are building, in Turkey, building underground fucking cities. So that they could escape from this shit for fucking 3 weeks. And places that weren't fucking related to each other at all. Oh, we're in Turkey. Oh, we're in fucking South America. Paintings are the same. Oh, watch out for the serpent in the sky, bro. Watch out for the serpent in the water. Bruh. And then he's like, oh yeah, the earth goes through this, the, you know, the fucking trail from this comet every once in a while, and it's going to go through it in whatever amount of years. Once again, I didn't pay that much attention. It's going to go through the tail end of that soon enough, and that could fucking hit the earth and cause the whole thing to happen again. And then he goes, and guess what, bitch? You can't fucking guess what's going to be left after that shit. You're going to have no hard drives, you know, all the fucking information and stuff that you've learned up to this point going to get wiped, bro, because it's on a goddamn memory stick instead of carved into stone. And the only thing you're going to be left with is the fucking stones that someone cunt did fucking 4,000 years ago. And you're going to have no fucking roadcasters and MacBooks and beautiful podcasts to listen to. You'll just be standing there looking at a stone with a snake on it going, and that snake's going to come from the sky again in whatever amount of 10,000 years. We better warn these motherfuckers. When's it going to happen? Don't know. We're going to have to work it out by staring at the sun here for thousands of years and mapping it out and building a fucking monument around it. Thank God I don't smoke fucking mushrooms, man. Just me and Maureen sitting on the sofa eating fucking... Oh, by the way, Marks and Spencer's, what is it, lime and coconut lollies? Absolutely fucking peg my mouth. Jesus Christ, but yeah, a great show. A cheery show. Unbelievable shit. And you know what my next tattoo is gonna be, don't you? The next tattoo is gonna be, I'm gonna go into someone, probably my boy Jamie Donnelly, and he's, where's he based? Ormore Road, is it? Or is it kind of Four Windish? I'm gonna walk into a man on the outskirts of Belfast and go, I want an ancient depiction of a serpent from the sky. From a show that I didn't really fully pay attention to, but picked up enough stuff from it to give myself the shits. Can you give me some sort of ancient Mayan depiction of a serpent from the sky? Not part of my, you know, what do you call it? Ancestry, in the slightest. But I'll get it tattooed around my enormous fat thigh. And then I'll sit on the couch and I'll watch more shows like that. Because that's a type of, that's real cultural appropriation, you know. And I might get one dreadlock on the back of my head where there still is hair remaining. My head is a cataclysmic event. Bring back the hair, my guys. But yeah, I seriously suggest you watch that show. It's fucking absolutely incredible. I was just sitting there like, what? Mind blowing. Absolutely mind blowing. And I also like the sort of quiet way, if you watch that show, that he shits on archaeologists. He's like, these cunts seem to believe certain things, and they're rigid in their mindset, and I've taken quite a lot of mushrooms and, you know, psychedelics, and they seem to write me off because I'm a bit of a druggie. But let me tell you something, you boring old cunts. There's a serpent in the sky. Motherfucker. It's weird to think about something like that. You know, people always say, you know, when you, oh, anyone that goes to space, if that's even real. You know, they'll be like, you look down at Earth and you just think, man, I can't believe there's such fucking death and corruption and evil in that world. And it's just as the phone goes off, they're like, it's just a fucking little blue dot from here. And same thing, watch a show like that, you know, your man's done all this research, a lot of evidence to back it up. A few fucking, maybe this is this, but, you know, seems like a legit enough theory. And then you're like, and then you read the news and they're like, oh yeah, they're going to kill 15,000 protesters in Iran because they were protesting at the fact that one girl, I know many, but one in particular was killed because she had her fucking hijab down a little bit. And they're like, listen, to prove a point, I'm going to kill all of you motherfuckers. Do you know? And at the same time, you're like, you know what? If there's going to be a world war, get them in there to fuck. You know what I mean? If America are going to jump in on all sorts of shit, go get the fuck, get in there. But they're killing regular people for absolutely fucking no reason. But instead, they're like, no, are we going to go into Ukraine? You know, because Russia are trying to take this particular frozen part of this shithole. And we can't have that. So we'll let thousands of people die. Gaddis gets political. It's Truth Bombs. We'll be right back. Calm.com, guys. The Calm app. It's the world's number one mental wellness app. It's got your meditations in there. It's got your soundscapes. It's got your adult sleeping stories to send you off for some beautiful slumber. It's got your mindfulness techniques. People are turning to all sorts of places. YouTube, you know, they're turning to different things. They're Googling it. How do I chill out? Don't worry about it, man. Calm.com has you sorted. You go on there. It's all on the app. There's 100 million people around the world using Calm to take care of their minds. Did I read that off the page? I did. Fantastic. And this is what they offer. Calm is ready to help you stress less, sleep more, and live a healthier, happier life. I'm sold. And if you listen to this podcast and you go to calm.com/banter, we have to go to the website, calm.com/banter. You will get 40% off a premium subscription. So you can have all that. You can have all that in one place with 40% off if you go to calm.com/banter. I'm calm just speaking about it. We've used it ourselves. We've used the adult sleeping, bedtime stories. I always talk about the Matthew McConaughey one. I don't know what it is about his voice and the first line, where he literally just goes, oh, well, hello there. And the more you listen to that, the more it gets locked into your brain. And if anyone else says that to you, well, hello there, you fall asleep at the dinner table. It's a great app. It's got it all in there. It's got some breathing exercises. If you're ever feeling particularly anxious, you know, you want to just stop for a second. Follow the guided breathing exercises. Follow the guided meditations. And become mindful, because that's what we're all about. We're mindful guys around here. And that's it. Shout out to Calm. Go to calm.com/banter. 40% off your premium subscription. Thank you. Back to the podcast. And we are back. Got heavy there for a second. Shout out to Iran. Been up to some interesting shit this week. Finally, you know, the tours have died down and stuff. There's tour vlogs coming. Niall the Wizard is tinkering with those, and they're gonna be fucking sweet. We also have we have a bit of an idea. I'm gonna see if I can pull it off. We're gonna do another little premiere of the Blender Lost Tapes, and I'm thinking that's gonna be a Patreon only opportunity to get a little ticket to that. I seen a comment on the fucking, I think it was on the podcast last week, and someone was like, "Nah, it's a money grab. It's a fucking money grab. This Blender Lost Tapes. It's just a quick money grab and quite a desperate one at that." Listen, you fucking gimp. It cost thousands and thousands of pounds that I paid for myself to make that. Sure, did it get shown at the SSE where I probably made money at that? Yes. But initially, it cost a lot of money. Niall had to be paid. The editing had to be paid for. Fucking any sort of setups that we did, traveling about, feeding everybody involved, paying everybody involved. It costs thousands. A money grab would be fucking... Well, there's no money to grab. There's not enough. I don't understand. It was absolute... It's what they call a passion piece, you fucking losers. Okay. I wanted to do it, and I fucking paid for it myself to happen. I thought it would be cool to play at the SSC, and it will, in fact, be very cool to play in a small cinema setup, and we'll do a bit of a podcast / Q&A after it. And guess what? It'll probably be about the price of going to the fucking regular cinema, which in this day and age is probably more expensive than my fucking tickets. Anyway, yeah, we're thinking of doing a small sort of premiere of that, just to do a cool event and do a wee live podcast and stuff at it. But I dare say the tickets will be released to the patrons only. Will it be a money grab? Probably not, because I'll probably have to fucking hire somewhere out, okay? And people paying in a nominal fee, well, that will contribute to the room hire, probably, just to facilitate the event, okay? Money grab, for fuck's sake. Did you have an idea about a thing that you've been doing for free for fucking 12, 13 years? Did you decide that you wanted to do a project by fucking paying for it all yourself to have it produced to the highest level possible, just so that you could fucking turn around and charge people a fiver to see it? Pfft. Who's this cunt over here? You money grabbing bastard.
Will you fuck up too?
Up the hoods. But yeah, we're thinking of doing a little premiere of it. I could take or leave the premiere. Niall, super keen to do it, but you know what I mean? He grafted on that project, and he's probably like, yeah, let me see it on a big screen. Not an arena, not ideal. Very cool, not ideal. In a cinema, ideal. So I think we're going to work on that, and if you're on the Patreon, you will be given access to the reasonably priced tickets, okay? Jesus Christ, people. But anyway, got to do some... Yeah, what I'm saying is the tour is over, and spend a little bit more time at home, even though... You know, what happens is you go away, you're busy, you're never in the fucking house, and then you come back to the house, and the house is a disaster, and then it's a whole other process to fucking get that up and running again. Even recording this podcast, etc. You know, complaining. It's all good. Busy and successful. But yeah, I've been doing some real fucking dad things. Maureen booked this goddamn place, Mount Panther, in, I think it's near Newcastle. Never heard of it in my life. Mount Panther sounds sexy. Because they were doing some dinosaur display. As I vomited in my mouth. And she booked these tickets and we drove the whole way down there. And yeah, it's unreal. There's like a big house, it's like a big... I don't know what it is, some sort of estate, you know, it's got a big house thing at it, it's got loads of facilities, there's a petting zoo, you walk around, there's an alpaca, and a llama. Here, I tell you what, we'll give you a fucking, keep you up at night, they had alpaca. Like, in your head, you go, what's a llama? What you're picturing is an alpaca, which is those little fluffy boys. Let me see, llama is wandering into, like, camel territory. You know, an alpaca you can nearly have in your garden. Llama moves a bit into, you're a bit like, fuck me, is that how big they are? And there was two of them in this enclosure, and up the back of the enclosure there was a wall that looked like it was about fucking 7 foot high, and above that were some bushes leaning over the top of it. And this fucking llama jumps up on its hind legs and puts its top feet on the top of the wall and starts eating the twigs off the bush. And I was like, if one of them got loose and it walked into your garden and it was like, delicious, there's a wall with some delicious treats above it, let me jump up there, and you looked out in your garden and this motherfucker was just standing on his back legs, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? Terrifying. Fucking terrifying. It was about 15 foot high, standing on its back legs, just chomping this bush, bro. But yeah, I got damn near shit myself. And you know, it was great just spending a bit of time with the family, you know what I mean, driving around the country and going to these places and feeding goats and whatever. Goats don't smell good. There was also wallabies. I mean, I'm just running you through the fun that I had. There was wallabies, you know. There was a lemur. Also, lemur, the opposite of what you think. You watch it in the things. You see it on TV. You see it on the Amber shows. It's jumping sideways. You go, fuck me, a lemur must be about the size of a chimp. Wrong. It's about the size of a cat. They're about that size. But very cool. Hey, who am I? Colin Attenborough. But yeah, I had a real fun time. And then we went to the dinosaur show, which was, bro, it was lit. There was a DJ in the back. And there's a couple of people there shouting all over the top. They got a whole thing going on. They're like, "Hey, fucking Julie, tell me a bit about the Transverse Rex." Well, she stands fucking 14 foot high and has some pearly gnashers. Then if she was to bite you, they were trying to clean it up, but they were basically going, if she grabbed you with those talons, you'd be absolutely fucked. It would rip your gut. That would be so tempting. Like, if I worked that job, I would have to really try hard not to just be like, and if it got you in the guts, all your fucking innards would fall out. Isn't that right? And then some, you know, whatever people call their kids nowadays. Esmeralda, isn't that right? Your fucking gut, you bleed to death immediately. Yeah. And then this thing goes over. Rrr. And there was someone inside it, and he had someone who looked like he was trying to guide it, but he was secretly going in the side, like, move back a bit, move back, because there's someone in that suit going like, probably sweating to death, trying to move around the fucking T-Rex suit. But it was goddamn lit, you know what I mean? Once again, I look at Eddie, and I'm like, bro, you're getting shit. You're getting cool shit, man. I didn't see any of this bullshit when I was younger. All in all, a great trip, but it seemed like, you know, I could imagine if you were probably like, I mean, everyone has those jobs, like, you know, there's probably someone in that suit going, I'm doing some seasonal work, and they're like, listen, we'll pay you minimum wage to get all up inside this goddamn Transverse Rex suit every 20 minutes throughout the day, and you'd be like, no sweat, happy days, and you're just in there sweating buckets going, rawr. You could be doing worse jobs is what I'm saying. And, you know, just fun to look around at all the other parents just freaking out. Because we got one and he's going nuts. And people there were like three kids just trying to wrangle them. And you're just like, man, the things you do so kids can have fun. Let me go to this absolute madhouse with animals everywhere and people going crazy. And just so the kids can have a nice time. And that's parenting, my guys. That's absolutely parenting. It was great crack. Now they were like, wash your hands, man, wash your hands. Did you touch a fucking wallaby? Wash your hands, because they're minging. They're absolute. I mean, we were in the enclosure. I'm like, wallabies. By the way, Eddie kept calling them wobblies. He goes, I want to see the wobblies. And he's like, your fucking dad would take a look at some wobblies too. Because I'm a pervert. But yeah, it was great times. I will say that, highly recommended. But you know, I also was thinking, what's worse than being a DJ at a children's dinosaur event? Unbelievable. We will take a couple of little guided questions from Patreon. Every week I put up the crowd interaction part on Patreon, and you get to ask questions, etc. And we use a couple of them on this podcast, and then because there's so many of them, I vet them a little bit, and I go through them and let them guide me through the chat on the Patreon. Not sure if you're watching I'm a Celeb at the moment, but are there any trials you think you could absolutely nail? Not sure how I feel about eating the eating ones. And I'll not say that girl's name, but she has a tiny thumbnail, which is barely viewable. And then someone writes under it, speaking of kneeling. And that is, bro, that is not Dead All Mafia. That is, that, you know what I mean? That's in the Patreon comments, man. That's not Dead All Mafia behavior. Trying to hit on chicks. This is a safe zone. You know what I mean? People be sending fucking dick pics in the comments of Patreon now. This is the next fucking thing. Unbelievable. Let me see if there's any fun little questions. Chinese McDonald's sounds interesting. From Naomi Mitchell. The priestess of filth, usually. This will be some crack. Viewing Chinese... Doing the Chinese McDonald's menu through Google Translate produces some of the best fast food names I've ever had. What? Chinese? Chinese? Unsuspecting... unsuspecting tyrant? I can't do a... what's a Chinese-English accent? Unsuspecting tyrant double-decker beef fort. So fucking warrior culture, isn't it? Unsuspecting tyrant double beef. That's so Japanese. What am I doing? Racist. Unsuspecting tyrant double-decker beef fort. Hey, sign me up, bro. Looks like two burgers, two sausages. I mean, there's nothing in McDonald's in this country where there's like two fucking cocks of sausage in it. They'll maybe do the flat sausage for the McMuff, but I've never seen two full cocks of sausage. Full marks for grilled ham. I bet you it's like, you know, what would it be? Like fucking, hey, go for the fucking, you know, I'm running out of ideas. Full marks for grilled ham. What would the original fucking thing be? Best ham sandwich. It's full marks for the grilled ham. By the way, no ham in it, so what the fuck are you talking about, you mad Chinese motherfuckers? Enjoy a full morning meal. I often do. I'll tell you, enjoy a morning meal. Fuck that. I'm a fat cunt, you know what I mean? I've hit the wall and I'm like, listen, the only thing left for me to get in my career is number one on the blame game and number two, just a six pack. Motherfuckers better know. Now that looks like two bits of bread, a hash brown, eggs, and a fucking, that looks good. Energy egg, abso-fucking-lutely. I mean, it's sad times if you're going into McDonald's and you're like, hi, can I get the Mick Energy Egg? And they hand you like a tiny saucer. Hang on, why am I going to be sick of it, man? With a fucking, here's an energy egg, just one egg on a plate. Unless that's like a full 12-inch plate and the egg is like fucking that size. It's the egg of an ostrich. Japanese again, racist. But anyway, I mean, it's almost a thing you have to do when you're in a foreign country, isn't it? You go to the McDonald's. We went to one in Ho Chi Minh. Because we were blocked, you know what I mean? There's only one way to go when you're fucking hammered, and that's in the McDonald's. And I think I got something regular. I was like, yeah, give me the fucking cheeseburger. And then I got like, did I get anything else weird? I can't remember. There was definitely something that was like a wee wrap. It was like a wee Vietnamese wrap thing. I mean, here, speaking of wraps, what did me and Niall do the other day? Oh yeah, we filmed our first 12 Pods of Christmas, and then we went to Lee Garden in Belfast. Another dark horse of a spot. Speaking of cocks in your mouth, and we ordered, is it called Beef Fun Chung or something? Which is basically like a slippery, wet cock of a noodle filled with beef. And I mean, I was, pegged my mouth with that shit. Incredible. What other questions have we got? We'll do a couple more. What's your opinion on comedians like Peter Kay, John Bishop, Russell Howard, etc.? I mean, they're great. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't have to be your cup of tea for it not to be great. You know what I mean? Russell Howard, I haven't really seen much of his stuff other than the TV show. John Bishop's good crack. Peter Kay, you know, obviously his tour went on sale recently, and you know, he's people are like, fuck, people are like, hey, he's coming to Belfast, fuck Kevin Hart, get me to that Peter Kay. I mean, once again, a comedian, like a once in a generation fucking comedian, Peter Kay. you know, people grow, like, anyone my age is like, yeah, the only videos or DVDs that were kicking about the house, even for family, even for people that weren't that much into comedy, like, there was Billy Connolly videos and Peter Kay videos in my house, and no one was really that into comedy, but it was just like, yep, that's how popular it was, that just everybody had to see it. And yeah, Peter Kay is fucking hilarious, like, and it's funny because when you talk about, like, greatest comedians ever, everyone always goes to the Americans. Oh, this guy's great. Chappelle, oh, he's great. And they look down on sort of British comedians because they think it's, like, silly. You know, like, oh, it's all silly and fucking whatever. But, like, silly sometimes is what makes you laugh the most. You know, you go see fucking, you know, I went to see Dave Chappelle. Here's two examples. I go see Dave Chappelle. I laugh quite a bit, and I go, fuck me, that's genius the way he does that. And then I go see, like, Jim Owen in fucking Edinburgh, and we're pissing ourselves because it's fucking so silly. And I was also with other comedians, so they're just like, you're trying to write all your fucking material and be all dirty and edgy, and then he's just like fucking does something silly. It's almost like he's just faffing about with comedy, even though it's genius. You know what I mean? I don't know. But yeah, Peter Kay's fucking, he is great, like, and I love the fact that Rory Woods is, like, my favourite comedian ever is Peter Kay. I don't care how cool you fucking assholes are trying to be, my favourite comedian is Peter Kay. So fuck yous. Great stuff. I mean, I didn't even attempt to buy tickets for it, you know what I mean? I think it's an MCD gig. There's a chance I could probably get into it, you know what I mean? Pulling them strings.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Or pretty much just walk up to the security booth at the back of the SSC and be like, yes, lad, it's me. Let us in there. Fucking let us on in. I'll stand at the side. In fact, I actually prefer that now. You know, having done comedy for a while and I've run gigs, I've been at gigs, whatever. You want to fucking, you're like, let me stand at the side. That's what I want to do. It's hard to sit in the crowd. You know what I mean? When I see Jim Gaffigan. And I'm sitting at an angle like this with my head. And after about 20 minutes, I was like, I need a full fucking deep tissue massage from just sitting side roads like this. Anyway, we'll finish on this. Career advice. This is what I do best around here. We need new buttons. I was speaking to the guy from Rode, and he's like, we'll send you one of the Rodecaster 2s. And I'm like, that would be absolutely fucking great, man. I would love to review it and do a bit of a video about it. Well, and he said that for a long time, and I don't have it. And I actually genuinely need another Rodecaster now. So if I buy one and it turns up, I'm gonna fucking explode. Also, I have so much shit now over the years that if someone wanted to start a podcast, I could quite literally go, right, I'll do you a package deal on a recorder, microphone. You can have your choice of microphones. You can have fucking a camera that will record flat out. You can have the whole package. I'll put it together for you. Give it to you for fucking next to nothing. Just to do a bit of clearing out around this gaff. But anyway, any advice for a bunch of young budding graphic designers after studying it, making your brand, working freelance, and years of creating visuals for gigs and promos? I teach a graphic design course, so any ridiculous comments will be passed directly on. Any advice for a bunch of young budding graphic designers after studying it, making your brand? Is he talking about me? Here's the thing that I've realized about design, and I've also noticed it about photography, even though I'm not good at photography at all. You either get it or you don't. There's a lot, like, I noticed, you'll see a lot of people, like, someone's good at taking a picture, and someone else just has an expensive camera. Because I've seen people at gigs with, like, some serious fucking rig to take photos, and then they take photos and you're like, bro, I'm not joking, could have done better on my fucking iPhone. So design's the same. It's like, you fucking either you get it or you don't. And you know, I've seen people who can use Photoshop but they don't know how to they don't really have a knack for designing, and they're like, oh, I've put all these layers together, it's all complicated and all. You're like, yeah, but it's fucking messy, and the, you know, the text and the shit whatever isn't even in like a fucking logical place, you know. So I think you either get it or you don't, and you have to be really fucking into it. Like, I did, I went to art college thinking it was going to be like, oh, I'm going to be a graphic designer, even though what I really liked doing was kind of like, sort of like, not illustration, like image making, you know what I mean? I like making almost something that looked like a piece of art that you would hang on the wall that was made up of typography and fucking stencils and all sorts of shit. But then I was also interested in like clothing, you know, so like logos for t-shirts and all that shit. But I still am, you know what I mean? I think it has to be like in you a little bit, and I'm so far removed from that, other than I make the odd like little gig poster for myself or whatever, but you're still obsessed with, you know, like I have a fucking, you know, books on graphic design there, you know, I'll see a fucking packaging or something and go, that's cool. Do you know, you end up buying things years later going, oh, fucking hell, that's cool, look at the fucking, look at the way they got the type on that or whatever. I think you just gotta be properly into it. I knew whenever I was doing like a design course years ago, people were doing it because it sounded like it didn't sound as difficult as going like, oh, I have a degree in fucking business studies. They're like, I'll do design and communication, sure, that seems like a fucking walk in the park. And you could tell, because on the course there was people who were really into it, and some of them were on their third year, were already like working full time and going like, yeah, I'll just finish this off, but I actually do 3D design for this other thing. And then there were some people just coming in being like, I glued this pasta to this bit of page. And they have to market the same way, obviously, so they're like, I gotta tell you one. You know, and I'm sitting there going, I made a 40-minute fucking mock doc, you silly bitch. Which I also did the graphics for and the design, the cover and all. You know what I mean? I do it all, baby, you know what I mean?
Yeah!
Busy and successful, never forget that. My advice, listen, you're either all in or you're not. You know, don't be like dithering and going like, I'm a graphic designer. Also, my big advice is, and I've said this many times, because, you know, I'm in a position where I should be giving out fucking career advice, never had a job ever in my life. If you're into it, you be doing it anyway. You know, if you're like, oh, I don't really work in a graphic design place anyway, guess what? You're going to get a job somewhere where you fucking don't like doing that sort of stuff anyway. So start a goddamn Instagram page and do whatever graphic design you want to do anyway. If you have a computer, it fucking don't cost much anyway. Just be doing it, man. You know, I don't have any photography jobs. Be taking photos anyway. Take fucking loads of photos. Oh, I don't have a good camera to make videos. Make it on a phone. Make it on anything. Who gives a shit? Just be making it. Get the shite out of the way first. Anyway, careers get us over here. Full of nuggets, man. I'm full of shit nuggets. But anyway, yeah. Cheers for listening, my guys. There will be a Patreon episode attached to this. It will already be uploaded on Patreon by the time you get to hear this. We are recording this week with Mark McCarney, and we were also squeezing in some 12 Pods of Christmas, so it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We've got some very exciting people that we're trying to bag this year. Get yourself onto the Patreon. Patreon.com/GeneralBanderPodcast. There are already tons of podcasts up there over the years, and there will be more, and there will be more exclusives, okay? What else have I to plug? I've no gigs anymore. If you live in London, get a ticket for my Leicester Square Theatre show. It's the last one I'm doing. It's the last one of the tour. And I'm lucky I have a bit of a gap now until that gig, because I was sick to death of that material that I was doing. And that's what they always say. You know, I watched fucking Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian. He's like, see, when you're doing it, you're up there and you're bored shitless, that's when you're killing. And that's where I felt like I was getting. You know what I mean? You're up there going, I can't believe I'm saying the same shit. And it hasn't been that extensive a tour, but I'm like, I'm saying the same shit to these people again. But by the time they get it, refined, bro. But we've got the last show in London, and your big man, the big man's going to look at watches and sort of coincidentally doing a gig there as well. So it's all good. But cheers for listening, my guys. there will be updates on release of the lost tapes if we can squeeze a quick premiere in, you know, in a small cinema somewhere. And then it'll be up online and there will be a premiere set and you can hit premiere and you'll know the exact day and date and time that it drops and you can all sit around the telly, cock in hand, and watch it. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care of yourselves. And we'll be back next week.
Will you fuck up, dude?
Take her easy.